We inherited a lot of issues in Bost, and we are trying to gradually unwind those issues and bring Bost back to health and safety. In the process, there will be noise. But if the noise moves us forward, or if the noise draws our attention to things that we need to improve on, all well and good. But if the noise is because someone's peculiar and particular interests is being erased, then I don't concern myself with it, because change has winners and losers. So I watch what is going on. The Quaybo crew, it was not put in those tanks yesterday. It is part of our inheritance, and the complexity about that matter is what Boss is trying to resolve. If you leave me with a problem and I'm trying to unwind problem and solve it, and you stand on the sidelines and hoot, I will ignore you.
So you supported the disposal of the crude oil at a discounted price.
When you are going to buy something, you don't ask for Jara.
But if it costs you loss?
What is the loss? I would respectfully say that we all have to try and understand the pricing methodology in the crude trade. That's one big gap that all of us suffer from. I would respectfully say that let us sit down and come to an understanding of how these pricings are done. Once you understand the pricing and the methodology, then we will come to understand that nothing untoward has happened.
Mr. Ejiakor also touched on the ECG concession arrangement. He said the process is ongoing and it's not true that a winner has been selected.
These dates are not divine or God-given. We have set milestones, and whenever there are hitches or wherever there is a need, you adjust your milestones. The only milestone that I know to be sacrosanct is the 2021 deadline, where the compact comes to an end. But even when the compact comes to an end, it only means that Ghana now has to carry the full burden of implementation. Otherwise, if you hit obstacles or if there is a need, you change the scope of work, for example. It doesn't matter moving deadlines. We are going through bidders' rounds. We've gone through the first, we've gone through the second. The bidders' rounds always raises issues of concern or of interest to the bidders. And you factor that in into the final RFP. So I am not concerned that if we have to move dates, because that's normal practice. We haven't gone through even the final RFP and evaluation. So if somebody is sitting on the sidelines and dreaming themselves as the winner, or dreaming somebody as the winner, I can't comment.
You heard Minister of Energy Boakye Ejiakor.